It's seven branches, but one piece of gold. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And today, for the third time, I want to focus on the temple and the 3 weeks that we're in now, coming closer to the end. This coming Sunday will be Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, the day we mourn the destruction of both temples that stood some 2,000 plus years ago in Jerusalem, both destroyed on the ninth day of Av, and since then it's become a day of national mourning. We will reflect on the destruction and feel the pain, but at the same time also reflect on what we lost, but we believe and strengthen our faith in what we will have with the rebuilding of the third temple. So today I wanted to focus on one aspect of the temple and learn some lessons from it. One of the most beautiful utensils, one of the most beautiful vessels in the temple was the menorah, the candelabra. God commanded Moses, when they built the tabernacle right all the way back, in the desert, to construct and design this menorah, this beautiful candelabra made out of gold. It was an intricate design. It was difficult to design. Even Moses found it difficult. And essentially, it had all sorts of different decorations on it, but it had a middle stem. And out of that stem came three branches on the one side, three branches on the other side, and a total of that was, of course, the seven branches of the menorah. But although it was seven branches, and although it had an intricate design of quite detailed, it all had to be made out of one solid piece of gold. That gold was fashioned somehow and designed somehow into this very intricate design of this beautiful menorah, this beautiful candelabra that had seven branches. It stood on a very strong base of gold, and every day the Kohen, the priest, would go into the area where the menorah was in the afternoon and kindle that menorah with the seven flames that would burn the entire night until the next morning. And here we have a very important lesson. The Kabbalah teaches us that a flame refers to the soul. There's a verse that says, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, the candle of God is the soul of the human being. Every soul is different, at least on an outward level, because the number seven represents the seven emotions of the human structure. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, what does that mean? And each soul contains all seven, but each soul has a dominant one. Each soul is different. Each person is different. There are those that the area of focus in their life is kindness, chesed. There are those that the focus of their life is discipline, gevurah, strength. Every emotion represents something different in a good way. Every person is different. And every person becomes part of that menorah. And when the priest would come in every day and kindle the menorah, we are taught that kindling the menorah was symbolic of the Kohen bringing strength to that soul, bringing strength to the souls of the Jewish people to be able to serve God in a stronger way, in a better way, in an improved way, using their dominant emotion. Of course, you need to use all of the emotions, but there's a dominant force because each person has a unique contribution. And the first lesson is that that's okay. We are all different. We all make a unique and different contribution to the spiritual experience of serving God. We all bring something different to the table. But that's good, and that should be celebrated, and that's important, but with one condition. It all needs to be made from one piece of gold, all resting on one base at the bottom of the menorah. Why? Because we're learning Kabbalah that we are all different. We are different on the outer layers of the soul. The soul has five layers. The soul has five layers. The first one, the outermost, most external one, is behavior. Where the way we behave, where we talk, where we think, and so on. Deeper into our soul is the emotions. Deeper than that is the cognition, the power to think. Then you go to the subconscious, and the fourth layer is the subconscious, where desire lives, the will that often orchestrates what we think and how we feel. The ratzon, as we call it in Hebrew, that's where it lives. But then there's the fifth layer. The fifth layer is the core of the soul, the godly spark at the very essence of our being. And we are different on the first four layers, but we are the same at the fifth layer. We all have the same pintalayid, it's called, the same core, the same essence, and therefore subscribe to the same values. God gave the Torah at Mount Sinai, and he asked everyone to observe it in a very special and unique way, but it has a set of universal values, mitzvot, obligations, principles that we all subscribe to. We all subscribe to giving of charity. We all subscribe to Shabbat. We all subscribe to Shabbat candles, tefillin, and so on. These are the universal values. We all subscribe to the same set of moral values that the Torah provides us. It's how we express them. It's how we go about them. It's the area of emphasis where we differ, and that is good because we need to be different. As long as we come from the one piece of gold, as long as we come from the same base, as long as we subscribe to our common connection, going back to the deepest and deeply, deeply into our being, to our yichidah shebenefesh, the real essence of our soul, where we're all one. We are truly one. That's such an important thing on so many levels. First of all, it's about the values we subscribe to that inform our uniqueness. We have common values that inform our differences and inform our uniqueness. And also it's how we look at everyone. We are different, but actually we're the same. And we know that standing here before the Tisha B'Av, before the 9th of Av, where we mourn the destruction of the temple, we learn in the Talmud that the destruction happened because of baseless hatred. Where people hate each other because they can't tolerate each other, because all they see is the superficial. They see, I see you as being different to me and I don't like that. But when we go deeper into the soul and we understand that we are essentially all one, it becomes easier to fix that, to tolerate each other, to understand that we're really part of one family, one being, one God. And that's how we reflect on going into Tisha B'Av. We need to retain our differences, but in the context of being inspired by our sameness, the very core where we're completely one. Let's think about that. Let's meditate for a few minutes so we internalize this important principle. Let's think about a candle. Look at the candle in your mind. See a candle burning. Its flame, its beauty, its calmness. Now picture in your mind the menorah of seven candles. Or if it's difficult, think of the Hanukkah menorah of eight candles. Unique candles, each one distinct from another. Different from another, burning on its own. We are different. Each one is a different candle. The candle is our soul. We all have a dominant feeling, a dominant emotion. For a moment, I want you to just picture these different candles and think about your candle. What's your dominant uniqueness? What's your special mitzvah? What's your special cause that makes you different, that makes you unique? Think of another candle, think of a friend. What makes him or her unique? What's their special uniqueness and dominant emotion? We are different, and that is good. But we are also one. We come from one piece of gold. We burn brightly, stemming from the same foundation, the same base. We share values. We commit to a common morality. We engage in common practices. We express them differently, but we are one. You and me are one. You and me are the same family. We need to love each other, embrace each other, commit to the same values, but still retain our different special touch. So we come to this sad day, in a way, painful day of Tisha B'Av. Let us remember, unity is not about being the same. It's about being different, but remembering that in essence we are the same. Let's think about those common values, those common foundations, and then let's think about how best we as individuals can express them while respecting and valuing each other as part of one whole. Have a good day, and may we merit very soon, as is one of the foundational beliefs of Judaism, to the coming of Mashiach, where we are taught that the day of Tisha B'Av will be transformed into a day of happiness. Have a wonderful day.